Iris, who walks on the swift wind, obeyed him, running down Ida's hills to Ilion. There godlike Hector, son of Priam, stood amid the horses and the welded cars, and swooping down like wind, Iris addressed him. "Son of Priam, Hector, great in craft of battle, Zeus commissioned me to tell you, while you can see Lord Marshal Agamemnon in the forefront, devastating the ranks, you must retire and call on other troops to bear the brunt of battle with your enemies. But when the man is hit by spear or bowshot, so that he takes to his chariot again, at that point Zeus will give you power of massacre as far as the deep-sea ships of the Achaeans, till the sun dips and starry darkness comes." When she had said this, Iris veered away. And from his chariot Hector vaulted down, shaking his whetted spears, making the rounds to put fight into Trojans everywhere and rouse a bloody combat. Now they turned and held a line again against Achaeans, whom on their side new companies reinforced. They closed up ranks for action hand to hand, and Agamemnon strove to outstrip them all. Heaven-dwelling muses of Olympus, tell me who first, among allies or Trojans, braved Agamemnon? It was young Iphidamas, Antenor's brawny and athletic son, who had been reared in Thrace, that fertile country, billowy grassland, nourisher of flocks. Cisseus, father of Theano, his mother, brought up the child, and when he reached the stage of promising manhood, tried to hold him there, betrothing to him a daughter. But he left his bridal chamber for the Achaean war when the word came. 12 ships put out with him, and these he duly beached at Percote, making his way to Ilion on foot. Now it was he who tackled Agamemnon. When they came near each other, Agamemnon thrust but missed as the haft turned in his hand. Iphidamas's point went home below the cuirass hard on the belt. He put his weight on it, with heavy thews, leaning after the blow, but could not pierce the armored loin guard. Rather, his point was turned like lead on silver bent.